Hi friends. So we had some audio issues this episode. We didn't want to throw the entire podcast out because we had good stuff. The audio issues mostly resolved themselves by 26 to 27 minutes in. We appreciate your patience. Love and blessings, Diva Angels. Stay mothering.
Hi guys, I'm Latina Envy, and I might be constipated.
And my name is She's a Her, and I am feeling Monday-ish.
So she's constipated too.
Yeah. Just a mild headache. And with us today, we have a very special guest. We're so excited to have Jamie on our show with us.
Hello, everyone. It's Jamie Jaffrey, a formerly Madison superstar, now just a Broadway, wench trying to get her foot in the door. Boston wench trying to get her foot in the door anywhere she can.
Period.
She said, I'm manifesting.
Yes.
We love it. Speak it into existence.
No, for real.
So now you know where my head's at then. Okay. That's what I'm aiming for, I guess.
I mean, you gotta aim somewhere, you know?
True.
You can't just take out your... I don't know what I was gonna say. I don't know what it is.
Take out your bow and fire it anywhere.
Yeah, I got you.
How do you like the drag scene? And have you noticed that's a little different from the
Midwest? Yeah, what's the vibe, and what's I'll maybe Barbara Walter interview you.
Mm-hmm,
So what's the vibe? What is something that's different in a good way, and what's something different in a bad way compared to Madison or Wisconsin drag?
Okay. Can you repeat the first question?
What's the vibe?
I would say Boston, the drag scene is very artistic, creative, but it's also hyper competitive. What I remember about doing drag specifically in Madison and, you know, in Wisconsin and Madison, Milwaukee, wherever, it's much more at least in my experience, performer. But in Boston, it's a little different. It's a little more high stakes. There's a lot of different groups of people, and we've got a lot of creative, artistic people. And maybe that's just the sea air coming from the coast. I don't know.
I love that.
I mean, honestly, that's kind of how I pictured drag out there, just because it's so close to New York, and
yeah,
it's just drag is, I feel like, it's elevated everywhere else.
Yeah.
Not saying that it's not here and girls aren't doing things. I don't know.
You just drank the...
Read them.
Johnson girls are just in their sequins gown, milking cows, doing nothing. Smelling manure, eating corn with their tooth.
They have two buck teeth. They have buck teeth.
Girl, this isn't Alabama, okay?
No, I mean obviously people in New York, I feel like everyone in New York, when you move there with purpose of being a star, you know, you just have so many different ideas and the resources I can't imagine how easy it is, or I don't know, I just feel like when you're in that clusterfuck of creative, you're just constantly elevating yourself. Because, I mean, even when we're around other artists here in general,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm more creative. So I can't imagine in bigger cities, bigger populated areas, I can't imagine you just have so many different connections. So that's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Wherever, because everyone, drag is valid, everyone is doing their art form however they are doing it. I don't know if I'm digging myself out of a hole right here right now.
You're doing a great job.
Well, mm-hmm. Then we'll pop on the other two questions. What is something that you really enjoy about the Boston scene, and what is something that you're I missed that Wisconsin had?
What I like really about the scene here is I feel like there's so many different places to go for different types of drag. You know, there's the big clubby drag scene, and there's the smaller cabaret burlesque scene, you know, you can get, and then there's the brunch scene, and you've got different performers doing different things. And it's just like, there's so much of it to like explore. It's a little overwhelming because I want to, you know, go to a bunch of drag shows as well as be a part of them.
Yeah.
So that's something that I really, really like, but something that's like kind of annoying about here and that I kind of miss about Wisconsin is it can get really, really, really clicky. So if like you're not in with the right performer, with the right girl, then you like only they're going to get, you know, the bookings and their friends will get the bookings. And so it's hard to like come in as like a someone who knows literally no one. And you're like, okay, I'm just going to try like inch my way in here.
Yeah. I can't imagine like moving. Like if I like moved anywhere, somewhere where I've like, there's like Milwaukee, Chicago, where you can kind of visit and get your little mm-hmm, like foot mm-hmm. in the door. I can't mm-hmm. imagine like moving to like, across the country to a new city and being like, I know literally no one. I maybe yes. know one or two people over Instagram that I followed from there,
uh-huh.
but we've never interacted more than maybe liking one of their photos or stuff, you know? So yeah. I can't imagine what that like challenge is.
Yeah, it's, and you're like, there's all these like girls who are like, hey, like, you follow me on Instagram. And I remember before coming to Boston, I was just like, find all the Boston girls and performers and just follow all of them so I could, you know, try and like message them like, hey, I'm moving to Boston. So, you know.
That's very smart.
It is smart. That's how you build connections. Like that's what social media is for.
Yeah, exactly.
It's great that you're networking.
How have you been enjoying Drag Race? Like what are your, people have been very opinionated on this season as everyone is about Drag Race. Everyone's mm-hmm. opinionated. We like it long, we like it short, we get mad when it's long, we get mad when it's mad about no eliminations, we get mad about all eliminations. What are your thoughts on this? Shorter, more condensed Drag Race, a lot more girls.
You know, I've been like so up and down with this season. So when they like first released all the girls, I was like, too many. Like, I can't, like, I'm never going to remember all these girls. And, like, I was like, whatever. And then I remember watching the first, I went to a watch party for the first episode, or, like, those first two combined episodes. And I was like, oh, damn, this is actually going to be kind of a good episode. Like, they were, like, giving me everything I needed in that first episode. And now I feel like it's okay. I was one of those girls who was, like, screaming. I'm like, I don't want the hour and a half episodes. Let's make the episode shorter. But now I'm one of those girls where it's like the runway's on for like 0.5 seconds and I can't watch any of it.
Uh-huh. Fully. I think when you were saying everything, me and Latina were like looking at each other being like, yeah, same bitch, same. Because mm-hmm. you encapsulated like all of our thoughts. It's really unfortunate that like, I remember like watching it this week, and I just had in the background while I'm playing Catan, because it's hard to get invested in it, because it's like, I can watch it the next day, like, on mm-hmm. YouTube, like, yep. Why am I watching, there's no drama or anything, so I remember, like, I was like, okay, I'll watch the runways, but also, like, I would literally watch someone come out, turned around thinking, okay, they're gonna have, like, 12, 15 seconds, they're coming mm-hmm. around, and I missed, like, three girls, and I was like, whoa, like, this sucks, especially, like, that's where they spend their money. That's where mm-hmm. girls like get the yeah. show is runways. And you show like a minute and a half of it.
Of all of the girls, a minute.
And yeah. I didn't need, like, when I was asking for shorter episodes, I was not asking for shorter runways. Like, we can cut down some other parts if we have to.
That part. We can cut out all of Ross Matthews talking.
Yes, please, please.
Yeah. If you're listening.
I was so, I was like, okay, so like we watched the episode before this and I got so heated while I was like in the house today thinking about Ross Matthews. I fully went on his Wikipedia page. I'm like, how is this bitch on the show judging me? Literally been in one movie, has only been a co-host or correspondent or intern, has never, so he's not an actor, what we were saying, not a designer, not a singer. I'm like, who the hell did you scam to get on this show?
He's a comedian.
He's not a comedian.
Yes, he is.
Not according to his Wikipedia. So I was why the hell are you on this show? I was like, bring back Carson Kressley. Like, that man deserves it. I am really over. This is my weekly rant about Ross Matthews.
I have some Ross Matthews tea. So, ooh. This is really stupid. But, so, you know, he used to have, like, a podcast. I think, of some sort. I don't know. And I don't know who is listening. But my friend, who I'm still friends with now, he like wasn't out yet, and he called Ross Matthews' podcast, and Ross Matthews outed him on his podcast.
Oh my god. He's a psychopath.
Ruining the lives of young gays everywhere. Yes.
From take on the Jax's runway, like being like, this is gonna know nothing of you. You don't know what it is. It's clearly like, now I'm forgetting, but what's that movie called? It's like the Mean Girl, Heathers.
Oh, Heathers.
I was like, how do you not know that's Heathers? How do you not know that's Heathers? I was like, to Robin and go, we almost know nothing of it. It's like, well, no shit, dumbass. We've only seen like two confessionals of this poor girl. Uh-huh. Like, don't gaslight us into pretending that she's like insecure and she's not like 10.
I know.
Like, you need to walk up that platform. Also, he called Dave Clay's look cheap.
Black. Has Carson not been on the last two episodes? Now I'm not even noticing.
Because he's busy and booked. And Ross Matthews is not. Look at his Wikipedia. Yes. It's empty.
True.
I notoriously fight with celebrities.
You should leave her Twitter.
I love fighting on with a Real Housewife on Instagram.
Oh my god. Have you ever gotten blocked by a celebrity? Like, not just like, I've never gotten to like a fight like bad, but I have gotten blocked by a few. Has anyone here gotten blocked by any celebrities?
Meghan McCain blocked me on Instagram.
Oh, that you're lucky. She's horrid. Good for you.
Yeah, she's terrible.
Maybe Scott Walker.
Oh, Scott. Okay.
Yes.
I hope he blocked me. Fuck off.
I love that. I got blocked by Joey Graceffa. He's like a YouTuber. He's like a micro celebrity.
He was on The Amazing Race, wasn't he?
Yeah.
That's why I love A Real Housewife and like arguing with her over Instagram, because they're so like E-list celebrity fight back. And I'm like, yeah, girl.
Yes. Yeah. Which like city were you beefing with her?
Oh, I can say her name. I don't care. Oh, unless you guys care.
No, I genuinely do not care.
Do you guys watch Real Housewives?
I watched New York and LA. Okay. And then I watched Girls Trip.
Oh yeah, those are good.
And I really want to get, I heard Potomac is good, and I heard Salt Lake City's good.
Yes.
Those are the two that I really want to watch. Which Real Housewife was it?
Oh yeah, it was from Orange County. Her name is Kelly Dodd. She's like, she was on like three seasons, and she became like All Lives Matter, like Trumpy bitch. And I just started calling.
That's the one that I was thinking of.
Yeah, she's crazy. She's crazy.
On to season 15.
All right.
Season 12 is in the past.
Season 15. Who is your, like, two front? Who are you really, like, rooting for this season? Like, who are your top one?
I'm living, obviously, for Sasha Colby. I mean, she's my number one. I really love Malaysia Baby Doll Fox and Mistress Isabel Brooks. I feel like those are my top three right now.
Love those. That's a solid top three.
Yeah. Who are you all rooting for?
For me, obviously Sasha. So it's like, assume that. I think Selena. It would be Selena, Lucy, and Mistress.
Okay.
For me. And Sasha, obviously.
Big fan of Sasha, obviously. The other two, honestly, I'm kind of like, I wanted Selena to like keep doing well. But there's something about her fashion. I just, like, can't get with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, girl, I hope you have, like, other outfits. I've not been a huge fan of her aesthetic. I don't know. I just had, Lux. I'm, like, really I think Lux is, like, pulling, surprising us. She really is.
Yeah, I can see her going far.
I was starting to, like, Amethyst. Oh,
I think Amethyst had a good like underdog story. Like, it was either she was gonna like overcome those first bottom two, or like do what she did.
Yeah.
knew when she was not Snatch Game that they were not going to have her around very long. She did really well in that Snatch Game. And, like, the fact that they did not give her a high, I was like, you know, she's not going to get her dues, which is unfortunate. No.
I could see her coming back on, like, an All-Stars and, like, showing her growth.
Definitely. Definitely.
I hope she doesn't pull a Gina and come in, like, right away. I hope she takes, like, a year to, like...
Yeah. I don't think so. She seems pretty soft.
Yeah. One queen that I, like, was rooting for... I mean, I'm still rooting... Actually, no, not anymore, because she just got eliminated. If you're listening, hopefully everyone's just caught up to the pod. But, oh my god, my
Robin
Fierce.
I was ready for Robin too.
Yeah,
but...
I really thought she was going to be like top tier, but unfortunately
they didn't want to.
Yeah,
she definitely had it. She definitely caught it if the editing wanted to. I'm blaming production on this one.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh yes, I wanted to like her, but I literally knew nothing about her. And I'm like, okay, I felt like no emotion towards her getting eliminated.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this week's challenge was a singing challenge, which they had to do as grandparents. What do we think about this challenge? Like, just off the bat, were we vibing with the I Like a Good Girl Group challenge? I just was annoyed when they put them. I don't mind the little grandma aesthetic. I thought that was really cute. I get a little bit like when you push a genre of music and you're like, you must be country, you must be rock, you must be this. It's like, it can kind of read, okay, one's obviously going to succeed, one's not going to succeed. It gets kind of boring. I wish they would have like written like maybe did like a, what they do with like the UK. Maybe have like an original, three original songs that they do, and they're just like normal and poppy music. I think that works really well for Drag Race. I think when you try to get into this like rock or this country, you kind of like lose interest.
I love the girl group challenge. It's like one of my favorites I look forward to, and I just hate they did this last season too. They put like a theme on it, like it was old ladies. I was like, okay, but like I want like. I don't know. I want like the classic girl group. Like I want Bing Bang Bong from the UK kind of girl group. And like this, I'm like, oh, that's good. But like, I'm still craving the real girl group. So I liked it, but I was a little disappointed.
I agree. That's
well. All right. So we should get into this challenge.
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo. I hate you. All right. So we've got the country girls first. These costumes are so ugly.
I know. I always wonder, like, do they bring these or do people have them for them? But, I mean, it's obvious that
they definitely
they're matching.
Yeah, they definitely, like, and then they just adjusted them.
Lux is really good. I really liked her.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see her lip sync.
Yeah, me too.
This girl group is doing a really good job of person, like, grandma like movement and stuff. They're not going too dancey with it. I love how Marsha still looks really young.
I know.
Yeah, I know, with a few lines on her face.
Selena's so good. I really enjoy her.
Yeah, all four of them are really good. Maybe they should have been like a team.
Oh yeah.
Like just those teams.
They could have won some root matches. Honestly, not bad.
No.
I enjoyed that one.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. No one was bad. All right. Rock and roll girls. These girls look terrifying.
They look like zombies.
They look like scary.
Okay, two of them are talking about peeing themselves. I just noticed that.
Spice looks like that robot dog that she looks like on the runway.
I think she looks like a cat in her makeup.
Yeah.
She kind of does. She kind of gives me grumpy cat.
Yes.
I see that.
Mitch looks so... Not Mitch. Malaysia looks so terrifying.
I was watching this with my sister, and she's like, why does she look like Beetlejuice? Is she supposed to be Beetlejuice? I was like, no, they're supposed to be old ladies.
I'm not getting old ladies, except from Sasha.
Okay, I'm looking at the costumes, and they're not the same. So, like, do they bring their own costumes, or do they, like, get something provided?
These were probably provided. And, well, what often happens is they provide the girls with stuff, and the girls will tweak it.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee that I could tweak it. That was solid.
That was okay.
Yeah, that was...
I like this one.
Now, what I'm going to say is these girls look the most old lady.
That's an old woman. That's an old woman.
She's
a woman all the time. This is literally the best one.
I think she did the best.
I wish I could do the splits.
Me too.
I know. Me too.
God, I'm just not over how much... I've said this before in the pod. I'm just such a fan of Lucy's drag. Like, it is so, like, everything, even the stupid comedy, is so polished mm-hmm. and, like, good. You know, I'm over... Shut up. Sorry, that was too...
That's so aggressive.
That was...
I have whiplash over here.
I am, like, annoyed when, like, Rue is, like, giving that, like, gaslighting face. And, like, mm-hmm. the guest judge is, like, clearly living. It's, mm-hmm. like... Did they do bad? I mean, they didn't, like Anitra didn't know her words. At certain
yeah.
point. But, like, no one did that. I think the judges decided that they did not want the joke of the gag of old ladies doing splits and actually moving. Like, it was a joke.
Yeah.
I think they said, we're not gonna get the joke. We're gonna gaslight you as contestants into thinking that was a bad idea. Yeah. But it wasn't. That was actually the most...
I think that was the best one.
It was the most interesting one. And they actually looked the most like grounds.
That part.
Mm. Your thoughts?
I like the Hard Rock one the best because my girl was there. So I love Sasha Colby. I think, honestly, she should have won the challenge over Aura if they were going to pick someone from that team.
Agreed.
But I did. I Aura liked... Won? Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't know that? I'm going. Girl, you said you watched the show.
I thought I did.
I checked right before.
I'm leaving. I'm logging
I'm
off this.
Hollering.
This is now talking with your host, Jamie Joffrey, and
okay.
5 minutes. So yeah, you didn't know that?
When I watched
this. Oh, okay.
I don't remember. Also Friday. Feels like 12 days ago.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I agree. I think Sasha should have won if they were off of that. Which I think if they had, it's hard to justify giving Lucy the win if they were putting two girls from her group in the bottom mm-hmm. and one of them low. I was like, yeah, that seems a little. That'd be odd. Be like, you're the winner, but we also didn't like
anyone else
in your group.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, definitely Sasha. Or even maybe Mistress. I thought Mistress is pretty good. You know, really anyone from that country group could have gotten a win, and I'd been like, fair enough.
That's the same argument that I have when it's like, when in the acting challenge, characters who have one or two lines will win the challenge, and it's like, okay, like, you have two lines and the rest of your whole scenes was just, like, physical comedy, which is, like, great because, like, you have to know how to, like, act in your role at all parts. But it's, like, comparisons. It's, like, is that fair compared to, like, that she should have won? I feel
yeah.
Like, then I think if she did the best out of her whole group is because she, not only did she stand out because the rest of her group sucked, but also, like, she just was great overall,
mm-hmm.
you know? Like, you can't compare apples to oranges. Like, if you stand out, you stand out.
True. So, would you have said Lucy should have won then?
I thought I honestly, I'm kind of gagged that Aura won because I didn't think her performance was as good as Lucy. Or, honestly, I think Anitra did better. Like, I think the dancing in the last number was so great. Like, the choreography, like, everything. I felt like it was so cohesive that it flowed beautifully. Where the rock one was just kind of like,
Argh. Do you think it came down a runway? I think it came down a runway. I think Aura did good enough in the challenge. They wanted to give someone else a win to make sure it's like not like, oh, these girls are sweeping. And Aura had a really, really, really good runway. We'll get into it later, but that's how you can see them justifying her win.
Yeah.
I mean, how much do they put on the runway, you know? I guess it's different every time.
It fully is. I forget they were going around talking about your Rue girls and how much they runways. And a lot of them were like, we are all-stars, so we're going to say something really congenial and nice. Mm-hmm. And I think it was one of the Espana girls was just like, it's whatever they want to do it in the moment. And I was like, work, bitch, give an honest answer. Like, acknowledging, like, the rigory and, like, orchestration of it all. Like, I mean, like, it matters when it matters, and it doesn't matter when it doesn't matter.
It's true because, like, how many times did they read, like, Vanjie when she wore, like, a corset and panties?
Yeah, true.
But then, like, Bosco, up until, like, maybe, like, the second to last episode, they're like, I think we've seen this from you before. And I was like, no shit. Like, she's gone out in, like, triangle up top.
Yeah.
And, like, some sort of, like, corseted thing with, like, a panty and a boot.
We'll get in. Yeah, we'll get into it when we talk about the runways. But that's a similar complaint of mine with Spice.
Yeah.
The girl has great hair. Mm-hmm. And she paints really well. So, you know, you got two of the three things down.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right. So, I think for this, oh my God, it's a Monday. It's literally been like the longest day of my life. I've been up since 6.
I've been up since 5.
Damn. This isn't a competition.
Jamie's like, I've been up since 3.
I work from home, so I'm just like living my life.
Go fuck yourself.
I'm hanging up right now. I'm going home.
I'm like actively looking for a work from home job. And so like I need that in my life so bad. I think it's way more productive if I work from home.
Oh yeah. I just get up and walk to a desk. I don't have to drive anywhere.
That's so nice.
I love that.
But
I get so much more shit done if I did that.
I don't know.
It works, but half the time the bathroom disassociating. It's so overwhelmed and tired. It's like, ugh. When I'm home, I can like go outside and like breathe for a second, or feel like I can like, I can pet my cat and be like, oh, we'll be well. Mm-hmm. At work, I'm like, ugh.
Pets his cat.
Yeah.
Well, at work.
If I work from home because I'm paid hourly, work could probably get more work out of me for less money.
That's true.
So I probably worked like 10 hours a day because I wouldn't realize it at home.
Mm-hmm.
But at work, I'm very much like, I'm in at 7 and I'm out 10 minutes early. Like, the last half hour of the day is a wash.
Yeah.
That's the thing. They're like, what do you do the last half of the day? I'm like, wash. I catch social media. I refill my water and chug it and refill it again. Then use the restroom. Then relock, unlock the drawers, turn on and off my computer to restart it.
I literally
close an open tab.
Catch up on all the stuff I didn't get done that during the day, during classroom hours.
Oh, I love that. No, generally, actually, during the last 30 minutes of the day is when I message like you or be like, hey, girl, like let's do the podcast, or I send in my music for shows.
Getting dried boogers off of me. Like, laminate all of these things I'm wanting to laminate. But then I stop because they'll be like, hey, so one of your kids just stabbed himself in the eye with a wood chip. Like, really? Like, who's watching them? Like, they have to come do incident reports and shit. And I'm like, I just want to do teacher stuff.
That's something I'm so glad that when I stopped like being a like aquatic director, I don't have to deal with like children and the strange things they find themselves in. Like when I passed swim lessons, I got to oversee like this. Oh my God, I would oversee like, so I wasn't a lifeguard, but I would like in my office and it'd be on for like after school swim, those rats would find the weirdest shit. And like, next thing I know, I'd walk out there and like the AEDs like off the fucking wall in the pool. I'm like, what are y'all doing?
Like,
and like, meanwhile, the lifeguard is like trying to make sure these kids aren't like drowning in the pool, so they're not like really like
watching.
So you have like fucking like 60 kids and they're like all losing their minds. I mean, I would too if I was like 8, 9 years old and got out of class all day. Like, I'd be feral. Like, it's just like, what are you doing? And then they would chew the like, they literally eat the pool noodles.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'd be like, what is going on? That's why I knew I wasn't a teacher, because both my parents are teachers, and I originally went to school to do teaching, and I shadowed one of the classes, and I said, the level of disrespect I will not have.
Yeah.
And, like, the kids were loud, and they were, like, drawing on the desks, and, like, they were just, like, not getting, like, because I was, like, watching my mom teach them, which I don't know if that's how you should get your hours. We went about a weird way. But I was like, and you just let them do this. I was like, I could never. And of course, I was in the military at the same time. So that military, like, if the person at the front of the class is talking, you shut up. So I was like, I cannot do this. I would be immediately kicked out for, like, cussing these kids out and, like, giving them some, like, cruel, like, military discipline. Be you like...
Just take a drink of your coffee.
Yeah.
And you, like...
Disassociate.
Yeah, and you're like...
Deep breath.
Like, this cup of coffee is what I need right now before I go off at this five-year-old.
Oh, wait. I used to teach high school, and I'm... That's why when I was... Nice breath of fresh air every day go to work.
Can you start over... Over at when you taught high school, because there was a little break.
Oh, okay, yeah. I taught high school back in Madison, and like now I don't. I work with college students now, and it's like, these are adults who can take care of themselves, basically.
I'm sure that's a world of difference. I mean, high schoolers, I feel like, are like 5 year olds.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Like, kids never grow up.
No,
literally.
What do high schools talk about nowadays? Like, that was Twilight. Are they still into that nowadays or no?
No, I think they still watch Glee.
Oh, Glee! Oh, they're all Glee is listened every goddamn time. I was literally editing our podcast. I've been so busy this week. I'm finally like catching up. And we fucking brought up Glee again. We brought up Starships by Nicki Minaj and how that was played in torture camps in Guantanamo Bay. Music video real? And all. Like,
is that real?
I don't think so. But I don't know.
I don't know.
I could see it though. It's one of those things where you're like, is this true or is this false? And you're like, I could see it.
I know
it's a good true like, truth and a lie thing where you're like, that sounds like a truth.
I don't know. I mean,
I'm sure on Wikipedia could look up torture
music. not Wikipedia. It's not a reliable source.
What do you mean it's not?
Do you believe everything that's on the internet?
Yeah, that's why like I booked my vacation to the Capitol on January 6th, 2021, girl.
Oh,
the internet said, so I booked my vacation. Bitch, honestly, y'all missed out. Free tour. It was a little weird. They were doing a mock, like, it was like a mock war. It was like kind of like cute.
Yeah.
It was cute. It was a vibe. But it was a free tour. No one was there, and security was really laxed. So.
Period.
Yeah.
I am now going.
I have my trial tomorrow.
Nothing related to the free tour.
Nothing related to it. It wasn't a free tour. I'm going to jail. Like,
it's fine.
That's.
You can still do the pod over the phone.
Exactly.
You probably get
like a nice old education. I was in a lady drag. With, you know, that lady with the little American flag?
Oh, yes.
That was the girl group challenge there. We're doing the Pledge of Allegiance.
The girl group challenge. Stop.
Oh, my God.
Actually, before we like dive into this, so you did your drag show, or you performed at your high school in drag, right? I am performing at East High School in 2 weeks for their, what is it, GSA? Gay Straight Alliance, yeah, GSA show that they're doing. And they postponed it once because they got, like, a lot of angry, like, messages and whatever. And they're doing it again, and I'm excited for it, but how, like, I guess right now I'm just asking, like, for advice, like, how did you handle, like, the negativity of that? Like, what got you, like, through it?
Oh, well, quitting my job.
Well, yeah. Like, I don't work at that school, so.
Yeah, true. Because it all happened so fast, and like it was really unexpected, and yeah. Like I don't know, I like tried to turn all of that energy. Like, all right, if I'm getting this kind of attention, like let's make it worth my while, you know. That's like how I thought of it, and so I was like, all right, let's speak out about this kind of shit. And what it ended up doing was like getting me more gigs in the end. And it like I got to like just have a voice for like a hot minute, and it was, I'm like, okay, I have to like say something, you know, I have to call this shit out and all of that. So just kind of like, if there's any negativity coming towards you, these bitches do not know a damn thing of what they are talking about. They'll just use like any like clickbait word or word they heard from some news source that they follow and just like use that against them. And I in the end, I when I moved here, I emailed the original woman who had started it all, the parent, and kind of put my name out there. And in the end, I was like, I just want to thank you so much for inspiring me to continue doing drag and getting me more gigs, because it's people like you that, you know, I want to make sure see how important drag is. And like that was like a good like bye, bitch, moment for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it's very much like, you know, like, it's kind of ironic, because, like, in the Bible, which these people claim to follow, it says, like, kill them with kindness, like, show your enemy love. Mm-hmm. And it's weird that, you know, not weird, but it's almost like, almost the irony of it is that you ended up showing more, like, grace and, like, love, but also, like, in, like, the drag queen, like, sassy way, being, like, thanks yeah. for the bookings, mama. Like,
yeah, like
you made like, me book literally. The quest, but almost being, like, you know, if I feel like I probably got that email from someone, I'd have been, like, oh, like, you know, what was that all worth it? That negativity, mm-hmm. that, like, you know, so, good for you. Good yeah. for you, yeah. maintaining, like, yeah. seeing the positive out of what could have been, for a lot of people, I'm sure it was a very, like, challenging experience
yeah,
behind uh-huh. those doors, but at least outwardly, you know, you had that, like, drag queen strength that I think everyone tries to invoke, mm-hmm. that, you know, people that are not drag queens look at a lot of drag queens and think of, like, strength and power, and you really yeah. did, like, exemplify that in that moment, so.
Yeah, and I, like, I always say, like, I do drag for me, you know, it's not for these other people, like, I love performing and showing it, but, like, I just do it because I like it and it's fun. And like, yeah, those things were terrible that had happened. And like, I'm through it now and it was hard at the time, but I'm like, bitch, I still love drag, you know? So.
Mm-hmm. Here.
Yeah.
I love that. And I mean, that's unfortunate that you have to go through all of that. But I mean, like, just like Shiza said, like the way that you handled it, and I'm sure like behind closed doors is a whole different like story, but yeah. I'm so proud of you and thank you for that, because I get really in my head about a lot of things and I don't want this to like, I don't know, throw me down a spiral, like toward, oh my God, like I said, it's Monday. I don't want this to like throw me into like a downward spiral like later yeah. on, because like I do love performing and like I do it for myself. I do it for like the concept. It's a like great creative outlet. Like I like designing, so
yeah.
Yeah.
And the kids, I mean, the kids are going to love it. Like, honestly, yeah. Like the kids were never the issue. It was the parents. And like, that's the most important thing. They just loved it. And it was cool. Yeah. It was cool to like, be like, you know what? Yep. I can be like, I'm your teacher, but I can also do this. And there's nothing wrong with that. And the kids like recognize that, which was cool.
That is so awesome. Yeah. A couple of my parents know that I do drag. I'm not like super open with a lot of them because I'm like, I'm your kids teacher and that's it.
I think regardless of that, I'm not like trying to butt in, but a lot of my coworkers don't know that I do it. And I try to keep that like work life and this life separate. It's not because like I'm ashamed or don't want them to know about it. If they find out, they find out. Mm-hmm. But and I don't work like with children, so it's a little different because you don't have that built in where people then get weird about it. But I think it's sometimes a little healthy to have a professional relationship. Not, I hate using the word professional. Having a relationship where people just don't use like a colleague in work, because I don't think that you do work with people. I'm just talking with like one of my coworkers, and maybe I'm like not wandering off in different sheets of direction. But how sometimes people that are coworkers almost feel entitled to know about you because you work with them 8 hours a week. And it's like, no, baby, we're coworkers. We're not. I'm going to sound like a fucking raging bitch, but I'm like, we're not friends. We're not friends.
What's
like,
different than any other time?
I don't know. I think I'm a really nice person. Wait,
why am I being so aggressive now?
We're over here fist fighting.
I know. Claws are out. You're lucky you're not over here because you get some too, Miss Boston.
No, we'd be jumping in our suitcase.
For real, I'd be like,
we'd be jumping in our suitcase with some oxygen, being like, we can make the trip.
Yeah. Okay.
For real. I think it's also important to like keep a professional like relationship with your colleagues and whatever. Like my co-teacher and I, we're very like, we like share whatever we want to share, but we're not like deep into our personal lives. I'm not like, so what? What's the thesis? Like nothing like that. She knows I do drag just because it just came up in conversation. And I was like, oh yeah, I have a drag show. And she's like, what? And I was like, yeah, I do drag part-time. She's like, oh, that's cute. I'm like, wait until you see it. But it's not cute. Ugly.
Screaming.
Yeah.
Speaking of cute, let's get into a few of these cute runways and some that maybe weren't so cute.
All right, let's do it.
All right, so first up we have Sasha Colby.
I mean, it's so good. I love the tie-dye. I love the latex. The makeup, I went on her Instagram and looked at the makeup. The makeup is flawless. It's just so, so good. I give it a 10 out of 10.
I really like this look. I thought it was really cohesive. It was tie-dye. It could have been a little simple, I thought. Like, if it was, like, but she did it so right and so cohesively that I'm going to give this a 9.5 out of 10. I thought it was very well done. I also could not see, she was corseted around the waist, and I could not see the corset. That was so well matched.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's what I just noticed right now, too. I give this a 9 out of 10 just because it's just so perfect already. I'm not a huge fan of pleasers, but I don't know what other shoe I could have done. Maybe I would have just kept the whole theme all the way down to the shoe. Like the whole, like...
Yeah.
Like the, like...
I like a pleaser, so I am not mad at this at all. Well, we love...
All right.
So next up, we have Robin Fierce.
I don't love it. It's giving me a little, I don't know. The hair is a little boring. The little basic. The makeup I really like. It's not bad. It's just not like, you know, amazing to me. I give it like a 5.5 out of 10.
Okay. I agree. I really like the makeup. I like the overall direction she was trying to go with the dress. And I heard a little bit of tea that this dress did not come out the best. And she had to fix it that night in the hotel room. So I think what she's working with, it's okay. I'm going to give it a 5 out of 10. It isn't my favorite. It has a lot of potential, though, but it just it just didn't turn out the way it maybe could have.
You guys are way too nice. I think it looks like a fabric, piece of fabric, corseted onto her body, which, again, if, like, she had, like, other issues, like, fitting issues because of whatever, it just didn't come out the way it looked, or et cetera. Bygones be bygones. It still looks like a piece of fabric corseted onto her body. Her makeup looks flawless. Her hair, I wish, I don't know. She has come down the wrong way with some pretty good hair. So I'm kind of like surprised at this. Like,
yeah,
it kind of looks just like floppy in the front.
Yeah, I think if the top part was a little higher,
like more,
it was more coiffed up, I think it would look better. I think she needed a little bit bigger hair with such a big flowy garment to balance it out.
Yeah, because she could have easily worked this as like, I don't know, high fashion
caftan-y almost.
Yeah.
Had she also, she maybe she just didn't feel comfortable in it, and we've all had those moments,
you know? Exactly, where you're just not feeling yourself. Is anyone else getting a little bit though Kelly Mantle bacon dress from this?
Yes, I thought that.
Okay, because that's what I was getting to when I kind of looked at it originally. It doesn't look, it looks the same, it looks like it's part of the same, like designer. Oh, like, man. If Kelly Mantle bacon dress was like a collection, this would be part of that collection.
House of Mantle.
Yes, House of Bacon.
Yeah.
All right. Up next, we have her Connecticut girl. Now, we start off with three Connecticut girls. We're now down to only one.
The Supreme.
She outlasted them all. I think she's kind of established herself as a front runner. Lucy LaDuca, what do we think?
I like this look. I don't love it. I really like it. I'm not a huge fan of the hair. I like the makeup. Those are my two favorite colors, that purple and blue combo. I like the shoulders, actually. But I don't know. I kind of expect more from her than this. So I give it a 7.
Okay. I agree with the makeup. I really like the makeup. I think the shoulders work. Because she is her padding and she her body is so well, the bigger shoulders do not look like linebackery.
Yeah.
I really like this look, and I said this before in the pod. Lucy LaDuca is very much like my style. Like, we do drag a little differently, but she's very much like in my wheelhouse of like something that I love in like a drag queen. She reminds me a lot of like the Vivian. So I love this look. I would wear this look in a heartbeat. It wasn't my favorite of the night, but it was one of my favorites. So I'm gonna give it a 9 out of 10. I'm gonna give it an 8.5 out of 10. I would have given it a 9 out of 10, but I really wasn't too much a fan of the hair. It looked a little George Washington.
That's my favorite president.
The one that died of the common cold. Go off, mama.
He had wooden teeth. I love that. Anyway, a whole different conversation that we're gonna have. We're gonna fight in the streets. I freaking love. I love her mug. I think her lip looks a little. Just the lighting.
It's the filler.
It is the filler. Stop, we didn't say that. Okay. I'm a huge fan of her. I'm a huge fan of her mug.
Mama, the sparkling water's got me crazy. This is why I need to be high, because like it lowers my like
bitchiness.
I get overtired.
I think that's where I'm at. I'm like at a point of exhaustion where I'm just like screaming. I'm just like high off of just like fumes of my own body. It's just
Lucy's got us on another level.
Yes.
For real.
All right.
I like this look. I actually would wear this. Mm-hmm. I give this a 10 out of 10. I wish that there were Yeah, I wish it had more like sparkle. I wish it was more shiny. But this is a very cunty look. Like, I'd wear this.
Yeah, it's very like high fashion winter. Yeah. I love it, and I also like I agree, Jamie. Like the blue and purple is such a great mix. Like I said this when we did Canada. If you come really get a blue, purple, or pastel look, you're already are getting a 5 out of 10 at minimum because you're already selling me on the color. Yeah. Like color. Yeah. It's a weird thing with humans, like how it's like a certain color will be more forgiving of stuff.
I like blood, the color blood. That just makes me feel comfortable.
All right. So next we have Malaysia Baby Doll.
Fox.
Baby Doll. Baby Doll Fox.
I Malaysia Baby Doll Fox. This, I'm supposed to go Broadway girly, and this is giving me, like, with the hair and the dress. This is giving me, like, Motormouth Maybelle from Hairspray.
Yes, absolutely.
It looks very costumey to me, and I say that in, like, a good way. Like, I love that. I love the color. I really do like it. I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of that. I love her hair. You can tell that she's a hair girl. Mm-hmm. Her hair is never a miss. I love it. I do like the overall look. It's giving very, like, beach resorty. The only thing I'm not so much a fan of is the ostrich feathers feel, like, a little bit of, like, tacked on. If she would have maybe brought them, like, on to, like, her wrists and added that, and almost, like, a trim around... Well, no, maybe that would make it look too chunky. Mm-hmm. There is something that's maybe a tiny bit off. Maybe it's because maybe not stoned. I don't think it's a bad look, though. I think I really enjoy it. I think this is another thing of where it's like, is it bad or is it just not my taste? And I think this is just not my taste. It's not bad. I love the hair. I'm going to give this an 8 out of 10. I don't think there's something bad about it. I think it's just maybe not my specific to my taste pleasure.
Yeah.
So 8 out of 10, I think it's a solid, good runway.
I think this is a perfect example of like proportionizing, like as a bigger girl, like you never want to like make yourself look bigger than what you already are. Not saying that that's like a bad thing or anything, but I do think that there was a lot of cluster up in the top part of her outfit. And I think if she would have gotten rid of those feathers and just left that illusion of that bow, which I think is supposed to be, right? I think that's supposed to be a bow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if she would have left that and let that, like, really just be up and open like that.
Yeah.
It would have given the story of the garment. And it wouldn't have, like, I don't know, now with the feathers, it just swallows her head, so her head looks even tinier. And, like, I don't know, I think the dress, I mean, I'm a slut, so I would want, like, a mini skirt.
Okay.
But I think she just needs, like, something to, like, break up her body.
Yeah.
To elongate her more.
I think she was smart for going there with that higher hair, though.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was a smart move. And I think maybe she should have dropped the ostrich feathers are on the top, maybe done like just a little above the knee skirt, and then added a tie-dye boa.
Oh yeah.
To like create a
little, that would have been good, yeah.
Like, a little flowing, almost like she's like saucing down the runway look. But you know what? She does look good. She looks great.
I give this an 8 for sure. I think I would wear this.
I would wear, I mean, I'm not gonna say no to some a free top. I don't think I would wear the look. I would definitely wear the hair, though.
I think I would do it, but in a solid color. Mm. Like, if that was a blue or a red satin. Like,
ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
I see that.
I have a concept already.
All right. So now we have to one of the most controversial looks of the week. Marsha 3X.
Why do you always look at me?
Cross for me. I have to look at someone. Well, Franklin's here. In the spirits that used to live here. So, what is it about Marsha 3X?
Okay, the thing about this look is I see it now that it's tie-dye, like the blood part of it, but when she came walking down the runway, I'm like, what is this? Is she like trying to pass the red off as the tie-dye? To me, it was just confusing. She's giving a tiny bit more makeup. But she's like giving the same hair, the same silhouettes. Like I don't dislike her. She was like one of my favorites in the beginning, but I don't know. Like this look doesn't do much for me. It's a cute reference, but I'm gonna give it a 5 out of 10.
Okay. I love this. I love the concept of this. Concept is fun, but I agree with everything. Like, this is everything we've seen before. I am not getting tie-dye. I generally do not know where people are like, I finally got the tie-dye reference. I don't get it. I do not get the tie-dye reference. Where is the tie-dye?
The blood is like tie-dyed fabric.
Yeah. Do you see it?
I can barely see
that. Yeah, exactly. That's like what, you know.
So, like, I'm a very, like, outside-the-box girl. Like, I like to get outside the box and stuff. But if you're not even playing near the box, that's what this reads. Yeah. She is not even near the box. She's in another box playing around.
Yeah.
I do not like this look at all. I'm going to give it sheerly alone for the concept a 2 and no more. This is a 2 out of 10 for me.
Which pillow would you like to be suffocated with? Because we can do that one or this one. Or I can use the cat. I give this an 11 out of a 10.
Holy shit. Why?
Are you serious?
No.
I was like, bitch. Yeah. I'm not afraid of a wrong opinion. Obviously.
I'm kidding. No, I also, when I saw it on the runway, I was like, the fuck? And then when we started looking up, like, at the pictures up close, I was like, oh, the little blood drop things were tie-dyed. I was like, that's a reach. I was like, I was not, like, if I can't see it on the TV, like, it's not gonna translate to the channel.
No. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love her makeup. I am a fan of a very soft face because I can't afford any other makeup, so I just do a soft, subtle face all the time. No, I do like her face. I'm kind of like getting tired of it. I did copy her nose thing, like the bruising thing.
Do you know where she got that from?
I
know the reference for the makeup is actually, so I do with my nose too. You just take a fluffy contour brush and you just go up and down your nose and the brush will split along where your natural bone is. Mm-hmm. And I got that from Pearl. So that's actually like, so I definitely know that she definitely got that from Pearl's makeup tutorial, doing the nose, and she does it all the time.
Yep.
So here she did more of a cross, which isn't really a Pearl reference, but normally it's right on the end of her nose. It's like the heaviest concentration of contour, and then it fades upward, and then you just take you do your face and setting powder, then you take a brush of highlighter while it's still wet, you streak down your nose. Let it dry, and then you just kind of gently buff it out. So, that's what she does. Yeah. So, that's the Pearl makeup.
I like
that. We love Pearl's impact.
Yeah, we do. no, I give this. Honestly, I would wear this. I think.
Oh, I would wear this. Yes.
I love this so much.
Not for this challenge, though.
No, not for the challenge.
If this was like, what was that? Speaking of Pearl, season 7. Where Kennedy was like, "Hey, Mama, they tried to kill me." She was glamorized into
the Phoenix thing.
Death on the runway. Yeah. If she would have been like died of a bloody nose, I think that is so funny because we all think that when we get like a bloody nose, we're like,
mm-hmm.
"This would have been like real." This would have been like a 9 out of 10 for a bloody nose runway. No, maybe not. Maybe 8 out of 10. But I think. Yeah, I think the look is cute. It just, no.
I give this an 8 because it's cute. It's polished. It didn't read tie-dye, but I still liked it. I think it was really put together. So that's my opinion.
And that's why we love having people here. The wide range of opinion. We're sprinkling the pot with a lot of
more,
seasoning.
More than a 2. Disrespect. You're one of those shit.
Okay. Well, no, I'm about to have a very wrong opinion, I think. So
no,
we're gonna slide into my wrong opinion real quick. So up next we have Spice. Thoughts on Miss Spice?
I am not on the Spice train. She's, to me, like, this look is like the same as everything she does, but in tie-dye. And all the whole time I was thinking, I'm like, I wonder what Sugar's look looks like. Like, that's all I was thinking. And like, I was just like, I was bored. Like, she does I think her makeup is great, her hair is great, but it's the same look every single time, just in like different ways. So I'm gonna give it a 1 out of 10.
Wow. You make me want to go back and give Marsha 1 out of 10 now. I see that perspective. Like, that I can see, like, how you got there. Hold on. Sparkling water, mama. I love this hair. The mug is stamped. I like the outfit. I like this look, but I know I shouldn't. Like, I know it is not. I know it's not at a level it should be at. And also, having seen Sugar's look,
mm-hmm.
I do not like this look. So I'm, unfortunately, I really, in my gut of gut, I want to, like, the very biased part of me wants to give this a, like, 8.5 out of 10. But the, like, rational part of me that's like, no, this, compared to the other girls, this is, like, a 3.5 out of 10 for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give it a 3.5. Yeah. Let me look. You know what? She's got a purse. She's already, like, it's a little bit of a concept. I'm going to give her 4 out of 10. I would have given Mish, not to compare her to her twin. I originally liked her more than her twin, but I'm kind of liking Sugar now. I would have given Sugar's look, like, a 9.5 out of 10. I thought Sugar's look was very, like, Coachella, Neapolitan ice cream, definitely, like, Raver Girl. Like, she's going to Reno to go to the music party events. Like, this is not giving me any, like, broader character.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give this a 4 out of 10. That's my...
I love her hair, but she is a hair queen.
Yeah.
Her and Mistress.
Well, Mistress has great hair, too.
Mm-hmm.
Malaysia have great hair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love the mug. I agree. I'm kind of getting bored of this, like, bimbo, like, sexy, like, doll thing that she has going on. It's like, give us variations, and I'm surprised that they haven't, like, read her for that. Yeah. You know, because it's episode 6. Am I having a stroke? Episode 6, and, like, it's repeating outfits. Like, you know, it's like the same kind of concept. I don't know. I agree. I give this a 6 out of 10. I think that
I see that
she made it, right? Or she designed it, and, like, her sister probably made it. Yeah. Or does she get it off Dolls?
It was a designer that made it, which almost makes it worse.
I mean, it's not an ugly
thing. It's not bad at all.
It's not ugly.
But would you go to a designer for that?
No, I could buy this at Dolls Kill.
And I could adjust it.
Yeah.
You could buy a white garment of this at Dolls Kill. Are we setting ourselves up for a challenge?
Are we going to recreate this outfit?
Let's go to Dolls Kill, buy a white fabric, buy some dye, tie-dye it, and see if it looks as good.
And then do, like, a little, like, do the same elements. We'll talk about this.
Jamie, get in this if you want it. We'll make you a designer.
We're all going to go in on the same outfit, tie dye it, 3 different colors, and we're gonna do a little photo shoot.
Yes. All right, let's get on. We're halfway through. Let's get through our. Let's go to Lux. Oh my god, I just blinked on her fucking name.
Lux Newer London.
Yeah, it's right in front of me. Oh my god, girl, get it together, mama. Breathe. What is going on with me today? I am wild. Let's go on to Lux Noir London.
I don't know. I like the little capey shawl thing she has going on. I love the color scheme. I feel like this is like a good, solid look. Like, I'm not in love with it, but I love it. 8.
So you're giving it an 8 out of 10?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, you cut out like a smidge.
Okay.
I like this look a lot. I love like flowy fabric. It is something that I am currently in like a mood in my drag where I'm trying to like, if I see a girl walk out there with no pads and no corset, I'm like, all girls should be able to walk out in that and make it fashion. And so I'm in a bit of my like reclaiming era, where I'm trying to like wear more stuff like this. So I really like this a lot. I'm not a fan of the hair. It looks a little like flat. I don't know. Like, if you have to put a clip in the side, I'm not a big fan of the clip in the side. It looks like it's like my hair won't get out of my face and I can't spray it. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put this clip in. I think it looks a little tacky, but she looks gorgeous. I love this look. I'm going to give this a 8.75 out of 10.
8.75.
So specific.
No, I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10 because I like the way she really modeled it really well on the runway. Mm-hmm. And I generally would wear this in a heartbeat. So I would do different hair, but I'm going to give this a 9 out of 10.
Yeah. She's definitely has like a Naomi Campbell essence to her when she models, which I think is a perfect element to have, especially when you're modeling or walking down the runway. Like, you're trying to sell your garment as best as possible. And she does it every single time for me. Honestly, I fuck with this outfit so hard. I give this a 9. I think, yeah, the hair. There's something about the hair that I just...
There's something about, I can't put my finger on it. There's something I'm not, like, too excited.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Maybe she didn't... I think if she would have lost the clip and just let it naturally flow, it would have been better. Or, like, if she had an updo. Like, if she had, like...
Like, the same colored hair, but,
yeah, like, but just, like, up and, like, in a weird, like, Y2K, like, design.
Ooh, yeah.
Very, like, Doja Cat-y.
She could have given it to Spice and said, girl, do something with this.
Yeah. What did I give her, a 10?
You gave her a 9 out of 10.
Oh, 9, yeah. I think if she would have done a different hair. I don't hate the hair, but I think if she would have done something, like, more styled, I think it would have, she would have definitely won.
I agree.
Because she didn't do bad in her thing.
No.
Her runway was just a little weaker.
Yeah. All right. Updo Girl is up next. We have Mistress Isabel Brooks here.
This is like some of my favorite kind of drag. Like, I love... I think I would wear this. Like, I like the tie-dye element. I love the little crystals on the shoulder. It's like, it's very camp. I love the color of the hair. She changed up her makeup a little too, which I like a lot.
Yeah, I'm noticing that now.
She usually has like that big, like, white, you know, cut crease, but this time she didn't do that. And I like it. I really like this. It's not like the greatest look of all time, but it's cute. It reminds me of something, someone else did a look kind of similar to it. I can't remember who. But I'll give this a 9.
I'm going to be right there with you and give this a 9 as well. I think it looks really good. It looks cohesive. I love the almost a robe aspect of it. I think this is what Jax was trying to go for when they did their like freak runway look. Mm-hmm. I love also how the amethyst stones do not look, they don't look cheap. And they could easily look cheap, but they don't. Everything looks really well. Also, I didn't notice the makeup until now. She looks amazing. I'm also going to give this a 9 out of 10. I think this is a really well-done runway. And she's got body. Everything is stoned. Mm-hmm. It looks really well done.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is a 9 for me. I love the jewelry. I love this hair color. I love purple hair. I like purple in general. But yeah, I agree on the little amethyst stones or whatever stones they're trying to be. That could have read really cheap, and I'm glad it didn't because it really pulled the whole look together. I love the cape. I love a cape. I want a cape.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A cape does a girl good.
Yeah. I have a couple.
It's about like.
Not a cape. Am I going to get a cape?
Get a cape, girl.
Cape.
All right. Up next, we have she redeemed herself this week. Normally, the runway kind of booger. That's what people are saying. I'm not saying that. Miss Selena's titties.
I am not a fan of this look. I don't know. It looks like she's got like some fish swimming across her titties, and the hair is just not doing it for me. Her makeup, I like how it looks, but it's like so heavy to me. I don't know. I'm just not. I don't know. This is probably my least favorite look, honestly, of the night. And I give this, I'll give it a 2.
You love Jesus speech.
I am, yeah. Let me just go through my things. And then, I was going to say, from the head, I think this is how you pull off a flatter wig. It looks wet. It is a concept. It ties into her makeup. She has painted the house down. I love this look. It's still like very like it is. What is a certain type of dress that's like big? Eliel was telling me about it. I always get her like culture and where she's coming from all of her looks. I cannot think of the name. If anyone's listening to this podcast, please message us. Like, no. I don't think so. It's very much a side down where you have like the one end, but it's. Oh. I'm gonna go do my research when I get, when I will look this up. But I love this look. This is actually my favorite look of the night. I love this look so much, and I think it's a lot of textures, a lot of color, and it's very organically her, and she looks great. I love it. I'm gonna give this a 10 out of 10. I'm going to die on this hill. I will die on this hill. I don't give a fuck. So,
here you heard it, folks. This is the end of the podcast. we will no longer be continuing.
Girl.
We decided mutual disagreement.
Now you walk in here being like, oh baby, Selena had the best look of the night. I loved it. And now you're changing your tune.
I didn't say she had the best look.
Gagged.
I love her mug. I do think that, like, I mean, I'm not like a makeup artist, but I do think that she could have done some more buffering on it, like on the eyes, like blending. Not buffering. Some blending on it. Which, I mean, I do too. But I love the hair. The hair from the neck up, I live for it.
I love the hair.
Yeah, I do love the hair. I think, I don't know, I like the concept. I really do. It's just so much material. It's so bulky.
Mm-hmm.
I think if she would have chosen, like, a different material. But again, that's just, like, a matter of, like, resources, you know? Like, I don't know, like, if I had a concept and I had to get on Drag Race and I'm like, okay, I'm going to make something, but I don't have the money or, like, the fabric that I wanted or the fabric I thought I was going to use just wasn't working. Like, I don't know. I give this a 6 out of 10 because the neck up was just so good that, yeah, I just have to give it to her.
You are right. So I looked it up. It is a flamingo dress. I have in my mind a certain type of look for a flamingo dress. So I see, like, whereas you can't see it, but you can see how this is flamingo dress. I'm thinking something like this. But they are the same thing. So you are correct. And not me trying to, like, be like, no, bitch. Like, this is how you're called.
This is my culture.
Girl, I got a little bit of German in me. I will tell people. Ooh.
the maybe. View is the abuse I go through. Ugh. All right. So all right.
She's not the last. All right. Up next, we have. I always butcher her name. Aura. Aura Maiori. I always say it right in casual conversation. The minute the podcast pops, I'm like, Aurora. Aura Maiori.
I love this look. I love the hair. I remember on the show, she like described it as like, it's kind of like butch queen, and I love that. I love the like the acid wash tie dye and like the sunglasses, and her makeup looks so good. And I just love the hair. Like, I'm not a big Aura Maiori fan, but I love this look. I think I'd give this a 10.
I'm going to give this a 1. I think this is one that... No, I'm just kidding. How can you? This is clearly a 10 out of 10 for me as well. Everything looks great. I would wear this so fucking fast. This is my second favorite look of the night.
This is my favorite look of the night. I would wear this. I have worn that. I love
this blazers. Is very your style.
I love blazers. I like... would wear this
outfit. And the pant looks good.
Yeah.
The pant looks good.
I love when drag people, like drag artists, do pants. It's like my favorite thing. The hair just looks so good. It's giving me life. I give this a 10 out of 10. My favorite look of the night. I was excited for this one. This one was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe this is my favorite look of the night. I love when girls go simple. Like, it's almost like that phrase... keep it simple, stupid. Mm-hmm. Like, she kept it simple, but it was so cohesive and so well done. Mm-hmm. High fashion.
Absolutely.
The hair looks great.
I wish, now that I'm looking closer into detail.
Now she said I'm criticizing.
Actually, no, I just realized that she is wearing earrings. So just hoops and I just didn't see them. I love it. I love a lot. I love. I'm in love. I love this outfit, head to toe.
All right. So up next, who do we have up next? I think we have Jax.
The orange is the first thing I see, and it is just throwing up. It's almost giving me like Slime Time Live realness. Like, she's like covered in green slime. I don't know if that's what she's going for, like the Nickelodeon reference. I am not a fan. I don't know. I give this like a 1. I think this is not good.
I love you so much. You like stole like everything that I did think I thought about it, but like did think about it. Like, you know, you're like, there's something I just don't like about it.
Uh-huh.
Verbal. I do not. This is. I'm not getting any tie dye. I see no tie dye here. Mm-hmm. The hair, though. Her hair, face up, gorgeous.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hair is beautiful. This is probably the best hair she could wear with this look. I do not like the look. I'm giving this a 2 out of 10. It looks clunky and Nickelodeon. I now cannot see
right.
Well, I think if RuPaul decided to do a RuSicle, that they should do Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and this would be the costume that the Oompa Loompas would wear as they're going oom-da, doo-da, doo-doo-doo-doo, whatever the song is that they do.
Mm-hmm.
That would be, that's the vibe I'm getting, and that's the only vibe I accept. And because of that, I give this a 9 out of 10.
You're bullshitting me.
What? Wait. It's just like zoning
take
out.
Take the 10 subtract from the 9, and you're getting a 1. Okay,
so honestly, 1 out of 10, I'm off. Honestly, if she didn't have that orange bodysuit and the cutting of the top over by her like armpit, not the over the shoulder moment, but you know, maybe like if it was more fitted. If the droopy thing was more fitted to her upper body, I think this would look so cunt.
Mm-hmm.
If she didn't have the orange bodysuit. I think it has potential to like be cunt. And I mean, everything does.
But... I'm going to say this. I don't think she's going to win this season. I think it's kind of obvious based off the edit. I would love to see this, and when she comes back, because she will. She's clearly talented mm-hmm. enough. We'll get into it with the lip sync. She's talented enough to be back for All Stars. I think if we have a redemption runway, this will be one of them, and she'll gag us.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely. Jax, if you're hearing, listen to my notes.
We do love you. Don't listen to me. I'll probably lead you in the wrong direction, fashion wise, because I like Selena's titties runways. So, clearly, something's not working here. All right. So, we got our last runway. We have Anitra. Well, I think that says it.
No. I lost you for a second.
Oh, no.
Okay. Anitra?
Yes.
I want to like this, but I just don't. I like Anitra, but I do not like this hair on her. Her makeup is really good. I don't know. I just, like, have nothing to say about it, you know? Like, I want to like it, but I just don't. I'd give this like a 4.
Okay. I love her makeup is always really good.
Yeah, yes.
I do like the overall direction of the outfit. Like she's going for more like I think she's going more party girl, which maybe Spice should have taken notes. I mean they obviously couldn't, but I think she's pulling down more like party girl Vegas off. The one thing that makes me not like this look is I think she should have had like some form of thing on her arms. They look a little like weirdly naked. Almost as if she had like flowing things off her arm. Mm-hmm. And then it's for me though, it's the shoe. Why would you not pull that tie-dye into that shoe? Why is that a white chunky heel boot? I'm gonna give this a like 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
It doesn't look paired well.
I give this a 4. It's not, I don't know, it's just not giving me anything. Mm-mm. Like, the mug, she has a great mug, but the hair, it's just, like, not giving me anything anymore. Like, the last two hairs that she's had were just kind of, like, meh. I don't know, there's just, like, not a lot to this outfit, and, yeah, it's kind of really lackluster. I think, I'm surprised that she wasn't in the bottom.
I am too. She didn't know her lackluster runway.
I think the duck, walk that duck. I think Rue is still rolling off that high.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? She's funny. Like, I like her. I don't want to see her go yet. The other two, I don't really know.
Yeah.
Like, let them go.
Agreed.
Okay, let's get on to the let's sing battle.
So all we right. have it at 0 seconds.
Yep, I do too.
Play. We'll do the 1, 2, 3 Pinocchio.
Okay.
We're not doing the Pinocchio.
So Aura Mayari won.
Yes.
And we agreed that that was the winner.
Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't agree on it, but we had acknowledged that it did in fact happen.
Who do you think should have won, Jamie?
This lip sync?
Yeah.
I.
Oh, no, not the lip sync, the challenge.
Oh, I think Sasha should have won the challenge.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Right. You did say that before.
Yeah.
I think Lacey. Lacey or...
Who the fuck is Lacey?
Lucy! Shut up.
You That's call the new girl.
Aurora all the time.
Words are hard.
You know, isn't it supposed to be like a play on like Lucy? Lucy. Lacey. Wait. What's her name? Lucy. Oh, Lucy like Lucy. Let's just press play. Thank you, hard. This is what happens when you've been up for more than 12 hours.
So, let's get into this.
Let's get into the lip sync.
All right, Slady Buzz.
I think Anitra should have been in the bottom. I'm just going to throw that out there because...
I agree. I would have Jax safe.
Yeah,
and Robin and Anitra.
But then have the same outcome.
I haven't heard this song before.
No, I haven't either.
Also, Rue's makeup looks really good.
There's Miss Slime Time Live.
Wait, is that a one-legged chap?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that- good ideas. It's just not. No.
Her hair, like, getting caught on itself is stressing me out.
Yeah.
I performed recently with long hair, and it is harder than, like, fuck, because it just gets all tangled up. I got a 40-inch weave the other day. Oof. Oh, that's literally how it looked like after I went backstage. It's up. It was caught in both of my earrings. I'm pretty sure I lost like a like good amount of hair from the wig. I gotta
send the bitch home. Oh, that was cute. Uh-huh. I think Jax is clearly winning this, but Robin's like putting up a really good fight.
Yeah, I think it's obvious, but I don't think Robin's doing a bad job.
No.
Not at all. I think she could send a lot of the other girls backstage home.
Mm-hmm. It does look good.
So, as we all know, Jax won the lip sync, and we said goodbye to Robin.
That happened too?
Yes.
I'm just kidding. I knew that.
Gay or whatever.
I just felt like queen. I mean, I'm not like, I feel like Robin has talent, but I'm not gonna notice anything different with her gone, in all honesty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really hate to say it. But yeah, no. She sticks with me off of the talent show because I really liked her song with talent, I think that's where she kind of made her mark, and then from there it's kind of faded.
But then even then, like, she didn't do like a
she didn't get really in the drama.
Yeah, and she didn't do it like an original song. She chose to like lip sync a song, you know, which like already like got me out of like uninterested in her. But I did like her in the beginning. Like, I was like, okay, I'm interested to see where she's going, because I loved her entrance look. Like, that's where she captivated me and like kept me going with her outfits. This last one wasn't that great. The one before and her ball looks were great.
I agree.
I think she's definitely like a look queen, but she just kind of dropped the ball this episode. And I mean, it was her time to go.
Yeah. I hope we see more of her. I hope she comes back for All Stars. I hope we bring her back. This cast is very much giving me like season 15. And not season 15. Season 14 and season 12, where it's like, bring them all back. They all have like star quality. It's like very like season 9, 10, 8, where it's like, oh, these girls are good.
Yeah.
Like, let's bring them all back.
I think they did a really good job at like casting the season with personality or personality wise. I think even like the quote unquote like look queens are starting to like come out of like their shell and like really showing us who they are. Like Lux, for example. Spice now without her sister. Even Sugar outside of, I mean, they're big on TikTok, so like they have their own like brand already.
Absolutely.
But like I follow them on social media now, and I'm just like, okay, I fuck with you guys. Like you guys like really showed me like a different, like more human side of you guys, which is really nice to see. Like, I think
agreed.
Leave it out there. So next week is the Daytona Wins Part 2 episode.
Yes. An acting challenge. It's our second acting already. Normally we've had more acting by now.
Yeah.
But
I'm really scared for Selena.
Really?
Because I feel like, I don't know. I hope she like is able to reel it in. Because based off of her Virgin Mary, I think she kind of like became very one note, and it was like a very loud note. So I hope she can give us variations here this episode.
She did do well in the first acting challenge, though. She should have been on the top, but her runway was not as good.
I don't remember her role.
It was the heaven one.
Oh yeah,
I
think actually, Sasha will do well. I think Selena will do well. I think Mistress will do well. I think Malaysia will do well. This acting challenge does not have me worried. Now, that being said, I think Spice could struggle. I think Jax will struggle. I think
Aura.
Oh.
She didn't do great. She didn't really have
a I think Aura will be low. I don't think they're gonna, I think, because he just gave her a win. Mm-hmm. Why would they send her home, like, right away? I don't know. Maybe she'll send Jax home. Maybe because she's a dancer, right?
Supposedly, but she butchered that Blackpink song.
Yeah, we'll never forgive
her. Yeah, we will never forgive her for that. We have our own personal grudges against these girls. No one cares about. And Ross Matthews.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's logical.
Yeah.
I like him. I also grew up with him, kind of. Like, I watched him on the shelf lately. But also, I didn't know that he, like, outed somebody online, which I think that's trash. So maybe I don't like him anymore. I don't know. I'm in a complicated mindset right now.
You said our status is as complicated.
Our status. On Facebook. Yeah. It's complicated right now. We don't
literally
know.
I dare you for 24 hours to put this as a post. But like, hi Ross Matthews, our relationship status is currently, it's complicated.
On Facebook or?
Facebook.
Should tag him.
It'd be great promotion for the pod.
Yeah.
If people don't comment anything, the only comment after is like, if you want to know the tea, watch this week's episode.
True.
Here we are.
Clickbait. Come on.
Done.
Miss Mojo over here.
You know what? For real. You know what I'm more excited about for this upcoming weekend? Brianna's concert.
True.
Yes. I can't wait.
It's going to be good.
I hope so. I mean, I know so. Her Fenty shows are just amazing. So I'm just curious.
Do you think she's going to have any drag girls? Because she and everyone has had drag girls. She had Jada. She had Gigi. Shay.
Mm-hmm.
Simone.
Mm-hmm.
She had someone else. She got Mick. Do you think? I don't think so, but I also could see her doing that. I hope she pulls out the sexy. I hope she pulls out sexy, and I hope she pulls out some good. If she does not play, please don't stop the music. I am going to be feral rioting.
Out of all her.
That is a really good one. I think it's a fun, upbeat, like, it's for people in our generation that, like, we knew Rihanna, that, like, Disturbia. She's doing Disturbia. If she does not do Disturbia, I'll be, like, crying. Because that is, like, that's how we first got introduced to her.
Yeah.
You have to play the OGs.
No. What is that
called? Ponda Replay?
Ponda Replay. Hey, Mr. G.
Yes.
Yeah, that was that. That's her introduction to us. Nah, please don't stop the music.
I grew up in a cult, homeschooled, so I had a weirder, different introduction. So mine was Disturbia. Thank you so much for listening to us. We will be back at you next week with another review of everything. Season 15 Drag Race. My name is She's a Her. You can find me on all platforms of just under She's a Her, one word.
And thank you for having me. I had so much fun talking Drag Race with some of my Madison girls. You can find me on Instagram at JamieXJaffrey.
Period. Thank you so much for being part of our show. It's so cute to, like, see everyone just come together and just support each other, because it's just the dream come true, you know. Teamwork makes the dream work, you know.
Sure, yes.
And, you know, if we don't uplift each other, then who's going to, like, uplift us? I mean, ourselves. I don't know where I was
going. Well, Jesus will in the rapture.
Amen. We always end
on an amen. Amen, mama.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate having you, and thanks for, like, putting time aside in your busy schedule to just pop on here and girly with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for having me. It was nice to catch up.
Yeah. And I'm Latina Envy, and you can follow me on Instagram at Latina_Envy and no other social media platforms, because I like living under a rock. Extra special thank you to our special guest, Jamie Joffrey, for joining us all the way from Boston, the city where dreams come true. Isn't that their tagline?
Well,
is it?
No, I
what's your guys' take on?
Oh. I have no idea.
Where, like, I think Boston is the city of where it first started.
Yeah, like history, probably.
Like historically.
The first city.
The Americans were like, we don't like the Brits, so we're going to throw a bunch of tea overseas. And the Brits were like, how dare you? And they were like, no, we'll do it. And they did it. And then the British were like, oh, ew. We must colonize even more. And then they lost. And the Americans were like, we didn't like you, but we like the idea of colonizing people. So then the Americans went out west and said, we're going to murder everyone that lived here before us. And then now we live in this country. That's bullshit.
That was
a quick history lesson.
A history podcast.
No, for real. We always have to include some history lesson. And
yeah.
I feel like every single time.
The moral of the story over this whole season is America's shit.
And on that note, we're logging off.
All right.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I really hi. Thank you.